News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Matt Cotrillo's over in the newsroom telling us traffic is still fine. There's nobody driving through Northumberland right now, so that's good for folks there. Everybody converge on there, or you'll be the only one there. And Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. In the studio with us now, Scott Pfaff is back. He's the Vice President and CEO and the COO of the Milton Savings Bank. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
I really do appreciate you coming in. I just think we have had some fabulous conversations over the years about the bank and your transition from just good old-fashioned banking to a modern bank with mobile online banking, and you've kept folks aware of things they need to know about. And of course, as the economy goes up and down, you take good care of your customers. So I just think there's a lot to talk about. So welcome back. Well, let's talk about what I think is probably the biggest thing on the agenda, and that's the 100th anniversary of the bank. Tell us about that.
That's right, Mark. We're very proud. We're saying this year that we're at 99 years and counting. 2020 will be our 100th anniversary. And we're really proud to still be Milton's only hometown bank. We've survived, haven't been gobbled up by any of the big banks, and we're right there. One of the other statements we make is that we're a cornerstone of the community, not only supporting the community, but literally a cornerstone on the corner of Broadway and Arch Street, where the old-fashioned clock is right next to our new sign with our digital information, time and temp, and some ads that we put on there to kind of modernize things from the old-fashioned clock.
All right, and you were at the Time Bash. Was that your message then during that big party? Just that we are here, here, here.
Yeah, I think our two themes in supporting that and sponsoring the Time Bash were our community support, not only of Time, but other organizations like the Salvation Army, Milton Fire Department, the Harvest Festival that's held in Milton every year. We're always participating in that. In fact, we got a first place on their first annual Scarecrow Decorating Contest and second place on our float. So we were real proud of that. The Model Train Museum, the YMCA, lots of stuff with the school district. That was, you know, one of the things that we wanted to highlight. And the other thing was, of course, our 100th anniversary, and that we're going to be doing a lot of events and promotions over the coming year. Probably do some things with that'll involve some prizes, some contests. And some other events. We don't want to give too much away ahead of time, and some things, of course, are still in the planning stages. We want to get those all finalized before we really make a lot of announcements. But we wanted to kick things off kind of with the Time Bash last Friday night, and then come in here and talk to you a little bit about them.
Well, and I just hope we have a lot of conversations next year about that as the announcements come down. And I just think there's so much more to talk about, this idea of a community bank super serving a town, not just as a branch, hoping that maybe there's some checking money they can extract or somebody opens an IRA. You're there to super serve the whole town, take good care of people. You know what happens in the downtown, and you kind of keep your finger on the pulse of Milton and the whole region in and around Milton, central Pennsylvania, so you can help serve and respond appropriately?
Absolutely. We are Milton Savings Bank, but we don't serve just Milton. We're very much a part of helping folks out in, you know, Northumberland, Union, Snyder counties, and even some of the surrounding counties. We really started as a building and loan back in the 1920s. Of course, you remember It's a Wonderful Life. It's that time of year. We're going to start seeing that on TV all the time, the old building and loan. We transitioned to a savings and loan later on, and now a savings bank, but we're still that same organization that started back in 1920, but now we offer a lot more of the modern services.
Well, and I think it's important. That's a great analogy because there's a lot of ups and downs that affect banks over the years, but Milton Savings Bank just tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. You keep going.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that has helped us survive as long as we have, just being very stable. Our regulators have given us high marks. We're legally not allowed to disclose any kind of ratings or anything that they give out on us, but there's never been any issues. They've always thought that we're a very well-run bank. There's a rating service out there called Bauer Rating Service. We've been on what they call their Best of Bauer five-star ratings for over 100 quarters. So that's well over 25 years now that we've been getting their top rating.
And you have a lot of assets. I know enough banking to ask that.
we have a decent amount. We're not a large bank by any means. We're one of the smaller ones around, but we have our niche. We specialize in those mortgage loans. We have very low fees on our checking accounts. We have savings and club accounts. I know we've spoken before about Christmas clubs and vacation clubs. We still have those available.
But you have IRAs and retirement, all kinds of other saving vehicles.
Absolutely. IRAs, certificates of deposit, and again, in the lending area, our specialty is the real estate, the mortgage lending, residential, first-time home buyers. A lot of our first-time home buyers that come in to talk to us are not first-time customers of the bank. They're generational customers of the bank. I was reminded that we just had somebody recently who got a mortgage loan who came to us because their grandparents got a mortgage through us. So we have a lot of that kind of history as well, word of mouth and that kind of family history.
Please tell me the CD rates are above 2% by now.
they were
a recession victim.
Yeah, unfortunately, a few of them are. Not too many are. As I'm sure you know, the Fed had raised rates there a couple of times and now has dropped rates a couple of times. So we're kind of back almost at historic lows in terms of those rates. Not quite there yet, but we're getting back down to that.
Well, it's a benchmark for an ultra-safe product. So I honestly think that, you're ahead of inflation then, or at least keeping up, so that's always sound information. We got to talk about the modern banking. You're doing the mobile banking, the online paying, bill paying, these kind of things. This is evidence and proof that you're a modern bank too.
Absolutely. Our online banking has been around for many years now. We have quite a few customers that take advantage of that. It's only been about 4 or 5 years now, I think, that we've had the mobile banking where you can actually do your banking on your phone. We can also take mobile deposits that way. You can take a picture of your check and deposit it right through your phone.
All right, so that's an example of mobile banking, but you can do the bill paying, so you do not necessarily have to go see your friendly tellers there from time to time. If you do not wish to, all of this can be done online or with an ATM.
Absolutely, kind of thing. Yep. We have our own ATM there at our location at 80 Broadway in Milton, and we have a night deposit, and again, with the mobile banking and the online banking, you can do so many other things without necessarily ever having to come in and visit us, although we'd love to see you.
Well, and of course, one of the sad things of modern banking is you do come out with a warning time to time that somebody's out there trying to scam people, and they might even say they're from the bank or something like that, but you're out with those warnings because in modern times, you got to keep folks informed about those.
Absolutely. There's just so many scams that are out there, and unfortunately, a lot of them target older people, and we do try and watch out for them. We have a lot of resources available. There are examples that the Federal Trade Commission puts out, warnings, and we have information on those. We post some things on our website from time to time if we hear about them. And we just, the main thing is we try and listen to our customers when they are talking to us. If they come in the bank and they're at the teller counter, or if they call in on the phone, we try and listen to exactly what they're saying and whether there's something there that might be amiss, and we can try and save them from the heartache of getting scammed.
MiltonSavingsBank.com. We'll give you the last minute for a closing comment. Anything to add to our discussion?
Well, I think the main thing that I just wanted to reiterate again was we've been around for 100 years as of next year. We're very proud of that. We're a solid, stable, local institution, and we're just happy to serve those folks in the surrounding area here that are looking for mortgage loans, personal loans, checking, savings, IRAs, CDs. We've got it all there.
Whatever it happens to be. Well, thank you so much for the information. Scott Pfaff is Vice President and CEO of the Milton, and COO of the Milton Savings Bank. We got to thank Lisa Grant. She made sure that we were ready for this. She's the Marketing Manager and Senior Loan Officer there at the bank. And Chuck Alibaugh is a super guy, too, that helps you making sure your outreach hits a home run all the time. So we appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.